All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, number one stock market show on Spotify, and the most popular market update on YouTube. Again, live from where are we?
Cancun.
With our mastermind members here in the room, super excited about this. And in this show, we're going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Today is Tuesday, March 7th, and today's the day. Powell has been speaking, so he has been testifying in front of Senate, and yes, as expected, the markets are moving. So we'll take a look at this, of what's happening here right now. By the way, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And we're real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we have a lot of trading experience. And we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff, and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And so, yeah, we gotta look at the markets, and we've been waiting for this.
Yes. So we've mentioned this week, the focus is on Powell and also jobs, but Powell kicking things off today in front of the Senate Banking Committee, and the market's reacting to what he had to say.
Yeah. So it was at 10 o'clock, so 30 minutes into trading. At first, he had prepared remarks. And then there was a Q&A following, and quite interesting. So because, I mean, yes, as interest rates are likely to be higher, that is kind of, that was what everybody was expecting, because everybody was still factoring in a terminal rate of 5.5%, 5.4%, so that's nothing new. But I think the big one was this one, this statement. What do you think?
Sure. So, quote, if the totality of the data were to indicate that faster tightening is warranted, we would be prepared to increase the pace of rate hikes. And so on one hand, not a whole lot that's new, but I think traders wanted to hear, hey, we're going to stay the course, but we're monitoring things. Instead, there was that wording that made it seem like, hey, things could be higher longer than expected, and we are okay raising rates. And that data did become an issue towards the end of 2022. That was another thing that was mentioned.
Exactly. So this is where last week there was already a lot of talk from other Fed members. Okay, are we seeing a half percentage point increase again at the end of the month, or will the Fed just do quarter point increases and wait until this monetary policy actually takes effect? And this is where right now traders are saying, we believe there's now a 50-50 chance almost of half percentage point.
Yeah, big shift. I mean, this has started to creep higher, the 50 basis point, that is. The 25 basis point for a long time was really just priced into the market. But recently, with the data that we've seen, and then also with Powell's comments today, traders are saying, hey, 50 basis point is definitely on the table. Not just a, hey, maybe, possibly, but instead it is there. And traders are weighing a 25 or a 50 basis point hike. The terminal rate, based on the probabilities, crept up to 5.6%, which I think is the highest that has been for traders.
And here we just see a month ago, I mean, there was a 90% probability of a quarter percentage hike. And look at this, how much different a month makes. Now, almost 50-50. In fact, right now, look at this, as we are refreshing it, the probability of a half percentage hike
crept higher.
And this is what you were saying, the probabilities for the terminal rate now creeping even higher here.
Exactly. And we see that, okay, maybe we get that first cut in January of 2024, but traders right now are saying, hey, 50 basis point definitely on the table for the March meeting. And chances are we don't see a drop in rates through the remainder of the year.
Yeah. So reaction to the market here to this, it's like first going down, then, oh, it's probably not that bad. No, it is.
Yeah. And you know, at first, like, we were sliding, but it did look like we started to see some support. So it wasn't as though there was this panic and this huge overreaction. It was a little bit orderly. But now that we took out these recent lows, we'll have to see if this is the bottom or if we get just continued selling throughout the day.
Yeah, and right now it's all about interest rates. And, I mean, the two-year yield here, there's a five-minute chart, was actually creeping above 4, right now pulling back a little bit.
So that's a 10-year yield.
Oh, that's a 10-year yield. Yep. Sorry, the 10-year yield above 4. And the 2-year yield now attacking the 5% level. And I mean, this is, again, just marching higher if you look at a chart here. At highs that we haven't seen since 2007, so that's in 15 years.
Yeah, July 2007.
Yeah, so this just shows, okay, right now traders are believing the Fed when Powell says, no, we are prepared to do whatever we need to do. Because, I mean, we looked at the comments here and we watched a little bit of it live here with our masterminds. This is where, what was the sentence that he has been saying over and over again here? Restoring price stability will likely require that we maintain a restrictive stance for monetary policy for some time, right? And this is where now traders are starting to believe him.
Yeah.
Previously was,
there was a disconnect.
We will do a soft landing and everything is working already. And then as said, I mean, in 2023, so far, the data has not been very friendly. And this is where Powell now acknowledged it and say, okay, we need to see that the data supports that we can loosen up a little bit. And if that's not the case, then we will just keep tightening. And talking about data, that's where we have more coming this week.
Yes. So tomorrow, Fed Chair Powell is testifying before the House. There could be a different line of Q&A. My expectation is there isn't a whole lot new where he's just going to all of a sudden say, oh, by the way, what I said yesterday, forget that. Things are so much worse, right? So it's probably going to be in line with what he said. I don't know just how much the markets will move. But now, if it wasn't a concern or something in focus before, it definitely is. And this is the jobs report on Friday.
Right.
Traders want to know, hey, now that we're really paying attention to data and now that the Fed's really, really serious, what happens with jobs?
Right, because that's what Paul said. We got to take a close look at the data. And I mean, last month, jobs came in way stronger than expected. 517,000 jobs were added. So this is where right now. I mean, if the jobs report is again better than expected, I think we see the market quickly selling off on Friday.
That would be huge.
Yeah. So the jobs report, in order for the market to stay where it is, needs to be in line. Because so far, if you go back to a daily chart of the S&P 500, and we take a look at the moving average, that's the 200-day moving average. Here's the 50-day moving average. Right now, we're still trading above the 50-day moving average. But with the better-than-expected jobs report on Friday, I believe that we could break through not only the 50, but also the 200-day moving average.
Yeah, that will definitely make it tricky. We're also above 4,000-level psychological support there. So we're at these key levels, and I think it's all about Friday now.
Yeah. And we'll see. I mean, right now on the 5-minute chart, it's changing really by the minute. So traders might actually push the index higher. I think that today will be a negative day. And that's what we're looking for, because before Powell was speaking, markets were super, super quiet.
Going nowhere,
right? I mean, even in overnight trading, we saw that nothing is happening. And we see even that yesterday afternoon, not a whole lot happening here. And this is what we were waiting for, and then we wanted to see if there are any opportunities. But, I mean, it was more of an orderly move. This was not a panic sell-off.
Yeah, I thought we'd see a little more opportunity with that pullback. But, like you said, I know the markets are down. I know it's a big one-bar move, but it was orderly. It wasn't just crazy out of the blue.
Yeah, I mean, say a big one bar move, but if you look here at a 5-minute chart, these are almost moves that we experience on a daily basis. Yeah, I mean, that's where, again, there wasn't panic setting in just yet. But we also know that there's typically 3 reactions, right? We have the initial reaction, then we have a second one, and then later this afternoon or tomorrow, we'll actually see the 3rd reaction.
Sure.
And what markets really think about it. All right. Well, looking at our positions here and seeing what's happening. So we did have a few positions popping up. I mean, this morning, I think CF popped up again. We have been talking about that one, right? So that had a good strike price. But, I mean, we mainly took care of our existing positions, and there wasn't much to do. CTRA, I'm still in this position. Nothing right now. Just turned negative. right now turn positive, turn negative. I mean, right now trading at the unchanged mark. Google with the overall market right now a little bit lower, but Google hanging in there. I mean, minus 0.4%.
Yeah, and even this morning when the markets were quiet, Google was up a little bit. So seems like traders feeling Google, especially with that dip down to 90, they're feeling a little bit better about where it's trading.
Yeah. So Oxy has been moving a little bit lower. So I sold the 58 last week already. I have not been able to close it. Right now, the 59 strike price expiring on Friday is available. I believe as we were moving a little bit lower, I think the 58 popped up briefly. I can't remember.
It was close. I don't know if it did, but it was close. It definitely was.
Yeah. So not too much because the reaction is really not that strong. And we also, if you take a look at the VIX, the fear index, right, initially spiking higher, quickly pulling back. And right now, compared to yesterday, up just 1.6%. Trading well below 20 again. I mean, we're at 18.92. So this is where we also see it. There's no real fear. It's like, okay, we have to deal with higher rates for a little bit longer, but kind of markets are resilient.
So yeah, it's above its 10-year average, but below its 3- and 5-year average. So what we've seen recently, this is a low VIX.
Yeah. All right, in other news, I mean, Bitcoin also got to take a look at this a little bit. The Silvergate Bank fallout, right? I mean, this is where we go back to FTX that collapsed, right? And then Silvergate Bank is the next one that's being dragged into this because they said they suspended payments or any withdrawals. And this is where cryptocurrencies are now taking also a little bit of it.
Sure. Yeah, the carryover there, just how broad that concern over FTX, that's still, you know, layers of the onion are being peeled back. We'll just see who else is involved.
Well, and then I saw right before we started the show, you were taking notes on DKS.
Yeah.
What's happening there?
Woohoo! Look at this.
Look at this. Yeah, up almost 10%. Huge move there. They beat earnings And you look at that, a real nice earnings beat, also beating on revenue. One thing that they said was the year over year, and I didn't get to finish taking my notes, but I think same store sales, I think were almost double what they were versus the prior year. So wow. Really a nice little move there because of some holiday sales.
Yeah, we know that this is the tail end of earnings where retailers are reporting, and we are mixed messages, but here Dick seems to be in good shape.
Yeah. Another big mover, WW.
Oh, yeah, Weight Watchers. Well, previously Weight Watchers, yep. Now they're called WW International.
I mean, this has just gotten hammered from where it was trading over a year ago, recently finding a tight range between $3.50 and $5. Now up 40% today. They made an announcement that they're looking to acquire a telehealth company that or platform.
Something like that. Which is really surprising because usually what we see is that when a company gets acquired, the company acquiring it is taking a dip while the company being acquired is moving higher.
Exactly, because a company that's putting out the cash, normally they're dropping. And then, like you said, the big news, the excitement over who's getting bought, those shareholders are rejoicing over the decision. But here, it looks like their traders are saying, hey, this might help WW after where it's been. So,
yeah. Talking about mergers. Safe, Spirit Airlines, today massively down, or I think it was yesterday, massively down after the merger between JetBlue and Spirit Airlines. So this is where, again, Spirit Airlines was benefiting from the rumor, the intention of JetBlue to merge with them. And now it seems the Department of Justice says, no, we don't think so. So
What does JetBlue look like?
Yeah, what is it?
BLU.
BLU, right? JBLU.
Yeah.
Yeah, just hanging there. Just hanging there.
Interesting.
All right. Final look at the markets here because, again, you blink and you miss it. So trading at session lows right now. So, again, I believe it will be overall down. Will be sell-off. I think that we'll probably hover around there, maybe push a little bit higher. And then right now, the big one will be Friday's jobs report, especially after Powell's comments today.
Exactly, exactly. So might get some volatility in between, possible after tomorrow with Powell's comments and testimony there. But really, I think it's all about jobs.
All right. Well, I hope you found this helpful. If you did, give us a like, and then we have more videos for you right here. So take a look at these videos that show you exactly how we trade. And we'll be back tomorrow live from Cancun after we enjoy the beach this afternoon.
Happy trading, everybody.